Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan guys, wagwan guys, how are you all doing? You know what time it is, without wasting too much time. You know what time it is. It's currently 7 p.m. and we're live on Radio Africana, and I welcome you to Memes and Minds with Esther, and I'm your loyal host, Esther. Guys, how are you doing? How's the week been? How's life been for you? How's life in general, you know? Anything new? Chasing the bag, innit? Surviving, regardless. You gotta survive, innit? Yeah, well, for your hosts, I've had a hectic week. My week's been crazy. From Monday to Tuesday, and then to Wednesday, and then to Thursday, it's been back-to-back work, back-to-back hustle, back-to-back survival. Bro. But we thank God, you know, it is what it is, you know, it is what it is. We've got to push through. I mean, if you don't push through, who's going to do it for you? If you don't push through, who's going to pay your bill? So you've got to do these things, isn't it? But yeah, we thank God for life. We do thank God for life. And I'm always happy when I come here on Friday, you know, to talk to you guys, to rant, because why not? Why not? But anyways, without wasting too much of our time, let's get right into the gist of today. But before then, last week, or starting from 2 weeks ago, started talking about cost of living for young people. And said quite a lot, ranted, you know, spoke our minds, you know, talk about how it feels to survive in this generation where the cost of living want to buy the living. But yeah, at the end of the day, I said, you just have to know what works for you, right? You need to plan according to your pocket. Cut your coats according to your size. Or cut your, but now it seems like you can't even cut the coats according to your size. You have to cut the coat according to your pocket. Yeah, because if you are, let's say you are a size 14 now, and your pocket is, it only fits for size 10. What will you now do? So you gotta cut your coat according to your pocket. Yeah. Well, anyways, regardless, we still have to survive. So yeah, we just have to look for ways to survive, innit? We gotta do what we gotta do. Yeah. Now, other than that, there's this issue that's been on my mind. There's this question that's been on my mind, right? It's been on my mind for a long time. For a long time, even before I came to the UK, it's been on my mind. I always think about it and I'm like, okay, is it really worth it though? Like, why? Like, what's happening? And that question is education still worth it in 2025? Is it still worth it? Is it still worth going to school, acquiring knowledge? Is it still worth going from primary school, going to high school or secondary school, and then going to college, and then going to uni? All of this, is it worth it in 2025? Or should we just, let's say you finish from high school and then get into, start working, making the money, is it still worth it? That question has been on my mind even before I came to the UK. It's been on my mind because in Nigeria, or more African countries, isn't it? Well, I'm talking because obviously I came from Nigeria, right? So you finish from school, you get your degree, you get your certificate, you sign out, happy, yeah, good, you survive, 4 years done and dusted, woo. But then to get a job is a problem. And then it just feels like that 4 years has gone to waste. It's just like you start to feel like, going to school, is it really worth it? Like I've had conversation with, you know, lads, and then they say, I don't want to go to school. And I said, why don't you want to go to school? Why don't you want to, you don't want to go to uni? You're just chilling. What are you doing? They're like, the money that I'll make, that I'm making now, is more than what I'll make even after I finish school. But I mean, most of those jobs that, some of the jobs they do is not even,
legit, you know.
But then they're like, they're not even bothered as long as they're making the money, as long as they don't get into trouble. Do you get what I mean? So they'll say, there's no time. School, they'll say school not scam. But is it really scam? Do we still need to go to school? Do we still need to acquire education? Do people still find education important? Do people find their dream career through education, like your dream job? Do you have to go to school to get your dream job? Do Gen Z still prioritize education? That's the question that's been on my mind. Guys, you know what? If you, my beloved listeners, my little community, if you have an answer to this question, your own thoughts, because this is a safe space, okay? If you got anything you want to say, what your thoughts about this question, go on my Instagram page at memes_minds_, drop your thoughts. Let's hear what you think. I want to know what you think, right? Tell us what you think. Or if you want to ring in now, you can call the number 0161 222 9960. I'm gonna take it slowly because some person told me over the weekend that, Esther, when you call the number on the thing on the show, it's too fast. Meaning I was thinking that I was even calling the number slowly, but obviously they said no, I need to go slowly. So for the sake of my listeners, I think I'm too fast, I'm gonna go slowly. So the number is 0161 222 9960. 0161 222 9960. That's a studio number. You can ring in and we can have a chat. But yeah, so let's get right into the gist. Now, what does education really mean in 2025 though? What does it mean? What does education mean? You go to school. Why did you go to school? Nah, don't get me wrong. I'm speaking based on the facts that I've gathered. Like things, not facts, but opinions of people that I've gathered. Like, obviously, I'm not the only one thinking this, innit? That's why I keep saying memes and minds. This is a little community that we're growing, where everyone needs to be heard. So this is a community where I'm not just the only person speaking. Even if I'm the only person speaking right now. But listeners are out there, yous are out there, okay? So obviously, I want to hear what you've got to say. So now, what are people saying about if education is worth it? Someone asks, what is education? What does education mean? Personally, my own definition of education means acquiring knowledge. That's what it means, acquiring knowledge. I think that's the simplest definition of education, isn't it? Acquiring knowledge, because acquiring knowledge in a school setting, yeah, that's what I would say. Because having education means you're educated, right? And for you to be educated, you've got to go to school, innit? Because I don't think you can get educated through let's say family upbringing or what you see on the internet or through your friends. You might acquire knowledge from there. That's you acquiring knowledge. That's you knowing something, innit? But acquiring education, like getting educated, you have to be in a school setting. So that's the definition of education. Right? Now, is this still worth it in 2025 to be educated? That's the question. Is this still worth it? And the problem is, we were told when we was growing up, we're told, you go to school, innit? You go to school, graduate, get your degree, you get a dream job, you live happily ever after. Well, she's Cinderella now. That's what was told. But now, is that really it? Is it true? Do you go to school, get your degree, you get into your dream job, and life is over, life is sweet, you move on? Is that really it, or is there more? That's what we were still growing up, and that's why when we were growing up we took education serious, bro. In Nigeria, obviously, those of us that you know, we go to school where we've got to pay our school fees. You go to school, you pay your school fees, and then let's say a day you say, okay, I don't feel like going to school. You tell your African parents, I don't feel like going to school. Oh my days, oh my days. I remember one time I had to, because I don't know why I didn't want to go to school. I think I just wanted to, like, I needed the day off. I was still little, why did I even need the day off? But then I acted like I was sick. Okay. I acted like I was sick. I was like, okay, mom, I can't go to school. I'm sick. Let me just stay back at home. My mom was like, okay, it's fine. I understand. I was on my delivery. You need to see me that day. I was acting. Hi. I think it was that day I realized that, Esther, you've got good acting skills. I'm sorry. Bro, I had to. Oh my days. Lord, have mercy on my soul. No way. Because obviously, if I don't act sick, mom's going to find out that also you're faking, so you've got to go to school. And it's going to get worse because you're going to get shouted out. Okay? So what I'm saying is that we didn't have time off school that time. You go to school back to back. Obviously, bro, parents are hustling to pay school fees. They don't want you to go to school. So you don't have any silly excuse not to go to school. And the only way you can be exempted is when you are sick. And that's what I had to do back then. But Lord, I've missed you. Whatever you listen, I'm sorry. Sorry for faking that. I'm sorry. But yeah. So obviously, our parents, they've taught us that you've got to go to school. I'm paying for your school fees. Yes, you have to go to school. You have to acquire the knowledge. You have to acquire that. You have to. It's a must. Because growing up, if you don't go to school, graduate, they're going to look at you like, okay, this one are illiterate, so I don't know anything. Why? Because you are not just a graduate. It's still a thing. In 2025, it's still a thing. If you don't go to school, people are going to look at you like, okay, this one not get what you want to do for life. Or education is like, it's a law. it's not a legal law, but it's a law because we've made it a law. Like, you've got to go to school. And to make matters worse, you go to school, what you're studying is not what you actually want to study. Like, imagine having, you're passionate about acting, but then you're being forced to do what, nursing, you're being forced to do surgeon, you've been forced to do something completely different for what you want to do. That's making matters worse. And most persons fall in that category. I'm here. You guys, you know my story, innit? Yeah, I told you guys now that obviously I wanted to, because I saw Message you was singing that. I was like, I want to do singing. I want to get into the music industry. That was just me just saying though. Meanwhile, what I really wanted to do was different to music. Obviously, I was doing science. Why? Because, okay, family wants to do science, innit? Let's go for it. I did it. What am I saying? That in as much as we want to go to school, I feel like parents, please, at least ask your children, ask us, do you really want to do this? Don't force a child. Obviously, you got to go to school, innit? But don't force a child to do what they don't want to do, especially if it's relating to their career. You know, because when that child goes into school and is not performing well, the studies, she's not doing well, you start praying and saying, Holy Ghost fire, whoever has damaged my child's brain, Holy Mama, come on now, come on. If the child is not passionate about it, there's no two ways about it. I don't think there's a way that child is going to progress, innit? So please, let's invest, African parents, let's invest in like getting to know what our child wants. And not the force us to do it to no one. We know the year what. We know the year what. But anyways, yeah. So another problem is graduates are not working in unrelated jobs. Imagine someone graduating with a certificate, a degree in, let's take for instance, in law, and the person is doing POS business. That's brutal. That is brutal. You know what POS? I'm talking with the Nigeria inside of me, okay? Back in Nigeria, I know of how many people on the streets on when I say on the street, like, they are hustling. They are hustling. I came across a video on TikTok the other day, and it was an ice cream man, and it was this content creator, because she goes about like just helping people. I don't know, helping people. She could randomly just say, okay, I've been touched in my house to give you 50,000 naira, stuff like that. So she came across this ice cream man, and one thing led to another. They started having conversation, and then this ice cream man was, oh my days, the way he spoke fluently, like the English was on point, sounded so smart. And the lady was moved to ask, are you a graduate? And then he said yes. And I'm like, are you a graduate? He said yes. And I'm like, wow. And you end up like this, bro. That is brutal. No, this is the reason why people are asking, is education still worth it? Is this still worth it? Is this still worth it? If after spending 4 years, 7 years, including ASUU strike in Uniben, you know Uniben students, they know the story now. Spending 7 years, coursework, paying fees, paying for tests, paying for exams, paying for this, paying for that, and then you come out your ice cream. Is this still worth it? Going through all of those stress, is this still worth it? And some people, even when they finish, another thing is, even when they finish school, they end up being in debt. Because when you're at school, you're hustling, I need to pay my fees. You start hustling, borrow money here, borrow money there, borrow money here. And then you finish, you graduate with your degree and with debt. And in our great, lovely, beautiful Nigeria country, there's nothing like student loan or advanced learner's loan. Nobody knows what that is. You, bro, if you don't get school fees, get out of here. You go hustle. No. You go hustle. I think this today's episode and this question, I mainly focus on like student or graduates in Nigeria. Although it's a little bit of my discussion today is going to be applicable to, you know, students in the UK, but mostly focus on Nigerian students, because I've been there, you know, so I can relate. Do you understand? So yeah. So imagine, like I said, there's nothing like student loan. Okay, when you start school, you can pay whenever you have the money, or you can pay upfront. There's nothing like that. You're getting to school, you're paying your fees, you're getting your textbook. Any test coming up, you have to pay back to back. If you don't pay, you're not writing tests, you can't get into class. Imagine going through all of those stress. You want to pay your school fees. You don't have the money now, you have to borrow. And then you do that repeatedly for over 5 years. And then you graduate, you're happy you're graduating, but you forget that you are in debt. Is education still worth it? Is it still worth it? Is it still worth it? And like I said, our parents, they paint education as, okay, when you graduate, get a degree, job, this one. They've painted it, but as it is now, it's not looking like it. It's not looking like it anymore. It's not. Imagine asking a final year student, okay, what are your plans after when you graduate this year or next year? They'll say, oh, I don't know. You don't know what you want to do. Hi. Okay, I'm fine. And when you graduate now, okay, what's the way forward? Oh, my, no. You don't know. I do understand that. I think another problem is jobs. To get a job in our beautiful country, not through connection. 100%. If you not get connection, that your dream job, you go continue to the dream. Oh, no, go be like mirage for your eye. Take out play first. Take it to play. Use it to play. Bro, obviously, okay, now the thing is, when you start your first year in uni, they'll start to tell you, okay, when you finish with this certificate, this is the job that waits for you. This is what you're going to, this is what you can use your degree for. But then when you graduate now, the job no they come. You defend the job no they come. You get your certificate, oh, you get the certificate, okay, I get some. Oh. The job not in a day. In a day. And that's why we keep questioning ourselves, is education still worth it? If I go to school, I get my degree, will I get my dream job with this degree? Will I get my, is it possible? Is it possible? It's not looking like when you finish. Oh, my connection, no. Nah, connection. And even, let's say you finally manage to even get into your dream, that dream job, let's say you manage to get into it a little bit. You have to strive, you have to push yourself, you have to, before you can even get, okay, let's say for instance, you want to be, you know, in some jobs, that not all some jobs, all jobs, they've got different levels. You get like the entry level, you get like, let's say you move on to like the next level, like assistant, and then move to your main job. Uh-huh. Before you can get there, almost the struggle. You still need connection, even in that setting, that your dream job setting, you still need connection to get to your dream job itself. Guys, is education still worth it in 2025? Is it still worth it? Anyways, let's go for a short break. We're going to listen to Organize by Asake. Organize every year. Guys, we're not going to sing for you, but it's fine. Anyways, let's listen to Organize by Asake. And when we get back from break, we're going to continue. Is education still worth in 2025? Guys, be right back. Organize. Every other day.
Someone was our wife. Every other person you are.
Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Organized by Asake, the shortest song that I've heard today. If you're just joining us, guys, you never miss. You're welcome. Late come on, you're welcome. Like I said, memes and minds, whatever time you tend to tune in, you're always on time. You never miss. But please don't tune in later, I beg. Because what I said before, now I can't repeat it. So please tune in on time. But anyways, if you're just joining us, this is Memes and Minds with Esther, and we're on the topic: is education still worth it in 2025? You got anything you want to say? Go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_. Our post is up there. Drop your comments, and we'll definitely feature it on today's episode. Thank you. God bless you. Getting right into it. Now, is education still worth it in 2025 in Nigeria? A little bit in the UK. Is it still worth it? That's the question. Now, let's go on to Twitter rants. I was able to go on Twitter yesterday and I'm like, okay, in all circumstances, I'm not the only one. You're not the only person that's asking this question if education is worth it in 2025. Do you know what, yeah? The thing is, there's what I've seen so far. I don't know what you think, but what I've seen so far is that there's little or no difference between the situation in Nigeria and in the UK. Maybe a little bit, because the opportunity is in the UK. Over here, the opportunity is here, but in Nigeria, it's completely different. Okay, now, I've had conversation with, you know, young people, like, obviously, you know, my age mates, and I'm like, okay, you're not in school, why don't you want to go to school? They'll tell you, I just can't be asked, you know, I just want to make money. And then I've had conversation with somebody else, and they'll tell you, I'm passionate about going to school, this is my dream job, when I go to school, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to pursue. And some of them, they come out successfully, and they are doing that. They are in line with their dream job now. So it's like, it's a bit different. I think that's what I'm going to use. I don't know what you think, but what I've seen so far in it, it's a bit different. But it just, in the UK, it just depends on your approach towards it. Okay, when you graduate from school, you get a degree, you can get, you know, get a job relating to your dream job. Even if it's not that exact job that you want, you can get something similar, because over here they kind of value education, innit? They value degree, okay? They value experience. So if it's not a degree, it's experience. If you got experience in business management for 5 years, over 5 years, you got experience of 5 years of business management, there's high chance of you getting a job even without your degree. On the other side, if you study business management in school, you got your degree, you want to apply for a job, there's a high chance of you getting a job. So it's 50-50. Meanwhile, going back to our beautiful home country, a lovely, lovely green, white, green. You finish school, you get your degree, you're looking for a job, the job is not coming, but obviously you've got to feed, you've got to survive. If your dream job is not coming, you have to survive. You have to survive. That's for people that are hustling, or some people that don't, that they're not even bothered, they don't have to just sit down for us. I beg, anyway, in a way. So I'll say the reason why it's different to the UK is because the opportunity is here. You just have to grab it. But in the home country, there's not enough opportunities. Ain't it? Now, Twitter rants. Let's get to Twitter rants. People are crying. People are wailing. Now, people spent their life savings in school and they spend half of their time learning things that don't contribute to the success of their future. You go to school, you learn things, you acquire knowledge, you learn things, you pay, you spend your life savings in school, you end up not gaining knowledge in something that's going to contribute to your success. Because it's one thing, I feel like it's one thing to know something, it's one thing for you to acquire knowledge, it's another thing for you to apply that knowledge to your daily life. I'll give an example. My sisters, my little sisters in primary school, 7 years, 9 years. When they get back from school, I ask them, what did you learn today? And they might tell me, okay, we read about a book, our teacher said this, this is what we did. And then I go further to ask them, what did you learn from what you've been taught in school? And they say, I've learned this, I've learned that. And then I go further to ask them, how do you apply this to your daily life? How do you apply this to being a good person? The one that's 9 years old, I was having a conversation with her earlier this week, and she was telling me about a story I can't remember what she was saying, but then she was telling me about a story about the past history and stuff like that. And then I asked her, what did you learn? She said she learned that I asked her, okay, what you've learned, how do you apply it to your daily life? And then she said, I've learned that we need to be good, we need to help others, we need to support each other. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Because she's gone to school now, she's acquired that knowledge, she's learned something about the past. But what have you gained? What are you picking out from that thing that you've learned, and how are you going to apply it? Are you going to apply that to be a better person? That's what matters. And I'm bringing that to higher education. Whatever knowledge you've acquired, how are you going to apply that to your career, or to you acquiring success? Okay, now people are saying, we go to school, we get a degree, but they don't teach us how to be successful. And it's the truth. It's the truth. How many teachers are going to teach you this is how to make 1k, or this is how to make £500 within 2 weeks? They're not going to tell you that, innit? Nobody's going to teach you how. I don't think there's a course in school that's going to teach you how to make money, how to make 20k in a month. Almost, if there's a course like that, everybody for the pack, they go that course now. But they're not going to teach you that. There's no unit in whatever course you're doing that's going to teach you this, how to make money. No, they're just teaching you the knowledge. Learn the knowledge, and it's not left for you. How are you going to utilize that? How are you going to make something out of it? And people are complaining that we are not learning how to make money, we're just acquiring knowledge. So it's not left for you what you want to do with it. It's left for you. What are you going to do with it? You've learned it. Okay. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? It's just like learning a skill. And then you're not making money out of it. You know of that thing, obviously, but how are you going to utilize that you've learned? How? So people are complaining, they know they teach us how to make money for school. Now you go make money yourself. That's what people are saying. Is education still worth it? If I go to school and I acquire this knowledge, but at the end of the day, I'm not making money out of it, what is the use of going to school? Same question. Is this still worth it? Another thing someone said, for many, it's not worth it because the fear of AI taking over the jobs in the future. AI, artificial intelligence, that thing is driving the world crazy. Guys, do you know how many videos I have come across this week? Not what am I saying this week? Today, that scared the living daylight out of me. And for a second, I thought it was real. I thought it was real, but it's AI. AI is massively, it is doing more harm than good. It's doing more harm than good. You know, I was having a conversation with my teacher the other day, and then she was saying, no, a substitution nurse teacher. So obviously my original teacher was not in, so another teacher had to come in and cover for her. And I was having a chat with her, and then she was saying when she teaches her students, she doesn't tell them don't use AI. She teaches them how to properly use it for the good. And I was like, I thought AI is something that they don't allow students to use. Matter of fact, you're writing anything, you're doing anything, AI is not permitted. You're not allowed to use AI at all. And then she said, no, I don't tell my students not to use AI. I tell them, I teach them how to use it properly. Because in the next 5 years, AI will take over our job. If AI massively. And she said, I will not tell my students don't use AI. I'll tell you how to make good out of it. Because in the next 5 years, when you're in the job and then AI is doing what you're supposed to do, when you can make use of it by yourself, you can control that AI. But then if you're not being taught how to use it now, in the future AI is going to be using you, not you using the AI. And it's true, because we can see it now. We can see how AI is taking over. And I was like, okay, that's new for me. I was like, that's new. Okay. I was like, okay. But the thing is, people are using it completely for a different reason. So please, if you're using AI, please use it well. Please. Ah, God. Now, someone said higher education will be wrecked in a decade because nobody is going to pay $500,000 for garbage education that's not going to provide skills to get a job. I read it out again. Higher education will be wrecked in a decade because nobody is going to pay $500,000 for garbage education that's not going to provide skills to get a job. Before I get into that, we can obviously see it now. When you're applying for a job, if you've not got a skill, you're not getting any job. If you've not got a skill, you're not getting any job. You got 50 years of experience. What are your skills there? Because it's one thing to, you know, have a job. You work there for a very long time. But then, what are those skills that you've learned that you can... Because trust me, different business with different rules. Different business. That's why I always say it's good that you learn transferable skills. Transferable skills that will get you, they will take you far. Transferable skills. What are transferable skills? Skills that you've learned, skills that you got that you can apply to any jobs at all. Good, let's take for instance communication skills. You obviously need good communication skills. You can't be in a job and you don't want to communicate. You've got to communicate. You have to. It is important. Except you are working by yourself, with yourself and for yourself. You are working to yourself. You are your client. Except that one. But other than that, you have to have good communication skills. That's a good example of transferable skills, because you can use that skill for any jobs at all. Right now, someone said higher education will be wrecked in a decade because people don't want to pay that much when they know that the skills that they need, they are not getting it from that degree. And so I think the educational system is evolving. You know, they are now bringing in units that, you know, that's really, really beneficiary to the student. Because in my course I've got a unit that you have to learn skills that we apply to your career job or your dream job. We've got a unit for that. So I think those kind of things, they are putting it in place now, so we don't just go to school, we get our degree, and then the skills is not there. imagine getting your degree. Okay, imagine getting your degree. Okay, let's say for instance now, studying media and communication, right? And then I've learned, okay, this is how you control the camera, this is how you present. But then at the end of the day, I've not got a good communication skills. I've not got a good presenting skills. What's the use of the degree then? What is the use? Because in as much as you've got a degree, okay, you can present, okay, good. But you can't speak. What is the use? Skills is really, really important. This skill is really, really important. It is really important. That's why I said, other than that education, that's why I said, whatever job, whatever setting you find yourself, learn something from it. Get something out of it. I've done voluntary job before. I've worked in a voluntary job. I've done it before. I didn't get paid, obviously, because it's voluntary, innit? But I learned something from it. I learned how to communicate. I learned how to work with team. I learned how to manage my feelings, because trust me, customers, clients are out there that will piss the hell out of you. So you have to calm down. You've got to manage. These are things that I learned. I learned in that voluntary job, and it's helping me now in my job. That's what I'm saying. Whatever job, whatever, see, any way you can learn something, my brother, my sister, make you learn now more. Hey, learn something. There's no job out there. You can volunteer before you get a proper job. You can volunteer, do something. At all now, but you go learn something from, and then we go help you for your next job. Because this education will not provide you with all these skills. Though, you have to learn it yourself. You have to, whatever course you are studying, get skills out of it. Learn something, even if your teacher don't tell you, okay, these units we are studying now, You are going to learn good team spirit for this unit. Even if you are not being told that, use your common sense and learn from it. Oh, your classmates, they are having teamwork. They're doing presentation. You've been split into a team. Work with your team. In the future, you're not going to work alone. You are going to work with people. Learn it now. Your teacher don't have to tell you, okay, because you are doing in team now, you have learned a new skill. They're not going to tell you that. You've got to use your brain. Now, next Twitter rant. Because me, I'm ranting. I'm getting vexed. Next Twitter rant. People are learning from internet, YouTube, and even ChatGPT. Okay? People are learning. That's why they're saying education is not worth it. If what I want to learn, I can learn it on YouTube. I can ask ChatGPT. I can go to the internet and search for whatever I want to learn. What's the use of going to school? I'll give an example. I know of, me personally, right? I do a little bit of makeup. I do makeup in general. I love doing makeup. Makeup is a course that you could study in school. It is. I know what I'm telling you. Makeup is a course that you can study in school, right? But me personally, I didn't learn from anybody how to do makeup. Well, I can sit you down now and I can beat your face up and you look absolutely beautiful. Oh, majestic beauty. I will beat your face up and you think I'm a professional. But I didn't go to school to learn makeup. Where did I learn makeup from? Consistent practice, YouTube. And I'm not the only person that this is happening to. Obviously, other persons, they've learned something on YouTube and they're like, if I can learn this on YouTube, what's the use of going to school? If I can sit in my comfort zone, I watch videos. I'm consistent with practicing. What's the use of going? What? Why? But guys, not be your skills that they learn for YouTube or... She want to be a nurse, go to school and learn. Oh, you want to be a lawyer, go to school and learn lawyer. Oh, don't go and learn on YouTube. But yeah, I think it's just the little that, you know, some jobs, not all jobs that you're gonna learn on YouTube. Please, I beg. But anyways, yeah. So let's take for instance, you wanna be a makeup artist. You look at it. If I can learn it on YouTube, why do I need to go to school? These are things that make people question, is education still worth it in 2025? Now, next Twitter rant. Gen Z just watched AI swap their diplomas off the top shelf and toss it in the bin. The same AI I'm talking about. The same AI issue we're talking about. The same AI issues we're talking about. Because now, employers look at it, they'll be like, okay, if I can use AI to do this, why do I need an actual person here to do this job for me? Honestly, if ChatGPT, if you run this thing for me, why do I need someone to do it for me? When I can just go on ChatGPT, go on AI, and they get the job done for me? I'm not even paying AI now. Well, I've got to pay somebody else. So because of those things, now you start to question, is this still worth it? If I get my diploma, right, I'm applying for a job, and the employer's mentality is that I don't need you because I've got AI. And you now with your diploma, with your degree, you're starting to think, so all these years that I've spent in school is just a waste. Because employers say na AI in they use, it not need your degree. Bro. I'm in pain. It is well, my people. It is well. Last rant. Everything you learn in school will become obsolete because technology and digital schooling will take over in the future. In a generation when things are changing, things are evolving. Nobody know what iPhone was like 10 years ago. Which phone would they use? Button phone. Black. Is it BlackBerry now? BlackBerry, yeah. BlackBerry phone. Nobody know what iPhone was back then. But now you see a 10-year-old, he didn't work out with iPhone less than a toy. They work out less than a toy phone. Bro, 30 years ago, nobody know what an actual computer is or was. But now, schools, computers everywhere. Our parents did not grow up with using computer to school. But now, that's what we are using. Things, they change. Nobody know what 20 years ago, nobody know what contactless was. But now, just use your phone, swipe, they've debited you. You're tapping. I don't think there's anyone that use, maybe there are some persons, but it's like few people that use like a physical card. Nobody use physical card. I mean, in the UK, yeah, nobody use physical card to pay anymore. When you can use your phone to tap, off you go. Why? Technology is taking over. Technology is taking over, oh hey. And now you now that you've learnt, okay, let's take for instance, okay, you learnt, I'm just gonna like a simple scenario, you've learnt, okay, in school that okay, let's use it, okay, let's say you've learnt, you want to be a teacher, right? And you've learnt that you got your degree, and during the course of you studying, they didn't teach you anything about using a computer, I'm talking like 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I mean, most of us wasn't born like 30, 40 years ago, innit? Our parents, let's say you've been taught that you go to school. You've been taught, okay, if you want to teach, let's go back. Let's use Nigeria, our Nigeria mentality now, okay. You go to school and you've been taught 40 years ago, you've been taught, okay, if you want to be a teacher, you have to learn how to write on the board with a marker pen or with the blackboard or with the chalk and stuff like that. My Nigerians can relate. You've been taught that is the knowledge you've acquired in school. You graduate, you get a degree. And now, glory to God, fortunately, you get into teaching, you start teaching, you start using that knowledge you've acquired in where you was in school. You are teaching with a marker pen, and then suddenly there's computer everywhere. Technology has taken over, bro. You were not taught in your own time in school. You were not taught how to use a computer to teach or a laptop to teach. You've been taught use a marker pen to teach. And now you've got technology taking over. How are you going to continue in that line of job when you only know how to use a marker pen, but you don't know how to teach with a computer? That is the problem we're talking about today. Things are changing, and it makes you wonder, it makes you question yourself, is it worth it? If I learn this thing in school and in 5 years time it's going to be completely different, then what is the use going to school then? What is the use when I'm being taught something and then when it's time to actually use that knowledge, things have changed? Bro, who knows what type of phone we're going to be using in the next 10, 20 years? Who knows? Things are changing. People are questioning. If I go to school now, learn this thing now, should be now the same thing will be the next 5 years. People are scared. Is education still worth it in 2025, guys? Is it still worth it? But you know what, yeah? Personally, now, I've spoken about what people are thinking about the question, is education still worth it in 2025? Now, it's time for me to say my mind. Let me speak. This is just me saying my mind, though. I'm not talking for anybody, because what I've been saying is mostly what people think, but then I'm just chipping in what I think about it. But now it's time for me to speak like your host. Now hear what your host wants to say. Personally, hear me out. Yeah, let me land. Let me cook. Education is worth it, but depends on what you want. I recommend education. I recommend going to school. Personally, I'm saying what I think now at this point. I'm not even speaking for anybody. I'm speaking for myself. Okay? Education. I would choose education back over and over again. I recommend going to school. I recommend you being educated. I'll give you an example. When I was in my home country, obviously, right? I went to school. Even though I didn't know why, I was going to school because obviously when you finish, you get a degree, become successful. Things that I learned that is helping me now is, I learned correct English, obviously. Learned how to speak English. You're educated. And when I moved to the UK as an English-speaking country, I'm like, okay, this is good for me because I've learned it back in my country. I'm educated. Go to school, be educated. I do understand that getting a job is hard, but you don't know where you're going to find yourself in the next 2-3 years. You don't know where you're going to find yourself. You don't know what your degree could do for you. Even if it's not helping you at that point of your life, you don't know what it's going to do for you in the next 2 years. You don't know where you're going to find yourself. You don't know where you're going to find yourself. Education, personally, it is worth it for me. It is. Even if the job is not coming, it's not coming, you don't see it coming. Just get that degree, because you don't know where you're going to land yourself tomorrow. You don't know. But on the other side, if you're the type that, okay, school is not for me, I'm business minded, I can progress in business, go for it, do your thing, because last, everybody wants to be successful. That's the goal. Everybody wants to make money. That's it. Whatever works for you. But personally, I'd say be educated, go to school, okay? But mind you, getting education doesn't guarantee that you're gonna be smart. Guys, we'll carry on from this place next week. That is why you cannot miss next week's episode. You can't miss next week's episode, okay? Our time is currently up, okay? You can't miss next week's episode. Part 2 of Is Education Still Worth It in 2025? We're gonna carry on, because I still got more things to say. I still have more to say, innit? Okay? Guys, I've spoken a lot today. We have come to the end of today's episode. Maybe some minds on the topic. Is education still worth it in 2025? What do you think? Go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_. Drop your thoughts there. Communicate. Let us know what we are thinking. Is it still worth it? Would you recommend someone going to school in 2025? Would you? Okay. Share your thoughts on my Instagram page. Okay. Do us a tune in next week, Friday, 7 p.m. Have a lovely evening, a lovely weekend, a lovely week ahead. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
I thought the hands of time would change me, and I'd be over this by now. Yeah, it's been too long since we got crazy. I'm lucky spinning out. I'm counting down till Friday comes. I'm gonna do too much. Know I'm all in my bag, that's clutch. Weekend on a wave, yeah. It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what? It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what? It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what? It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what?
over.